Welcome to Inside the Castle, the podcast that goes behind castle doors to have real conversations with real people about solving the nation's toughest challenges.
I'm one of your hosts today, Aaron Snyder.
And I'm Angie Fryerman.
This episode is our fifth and final discussion in a series with construction management innovation effort within the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Today, we have Alexandra Henderson Connors, Derek Godfrey, and Jason Goben to talk with us about research and development in construction management. Thanks all for joining us here today.
Great to be here, Aaron.
Before we get started, we'd like to know our guests a little better. Derek and Alexandra, since you've been with us several times for this series, welcome back. Could you just give our guests a quick introduction, and then we'll jump over to Jason. And Jason, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your role within the Corps?
Hey, thanks, Aaron. Great to be back for another podcast about the construction management innovation effort. We're working out of headquarters. I'm Derek Godfrey. I work in the engineering construction division at headquarters, leading the construction management innovation office, and really, you know, put this together to figure out in some ways to get the core up to speed and using technology and looking at other ways of, you know, just improving across the board when it comes to the way we deliver construction projects and really looking at that across the project delivery lifecycle. So we started the construction management innovation effort here in the last year and a half or so, and really been focused on those kind of big picture items. And replacing RMS is one of the things we've talked about in a previous podcast with a new system called the Construction Management Platform. Also, the construction management administration application, and how we're building out a new knowledge base to provide some consistency in our processes across the core. And then today, really looking forward to talking about construction management R&D and how we want to work with our ERDC partners and industry and academia to, you know, get the core caught up with some of the use of technology in our construction management processes and practices, but also stay caught up. So really excited about being here today. Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron and Angie, for having us back. We're really thankful for this platform to talk about all of our initiatives. I'm Alexandra Henderson Connors, and I manage the Construction Management Technology Modernization Office. We're a headquarters entity, but we sit in the Kansas City District, and we are the enabling arm of the Construction Management Innovation Office. So our team is on the ground getting these projects out and into the hands of our workforce.
Thank you very much for the invite today. I am Jason Goben. I am the program manager for the CMTMO CMR&D effort. I have been in construction for over 25 years now. And coming from the private side to the core, I saw a lot of the gaps in which we had in communication and collaboration. And this is a fantastic opportunity for us to narrow that gap. I've been with the core for approximately 5 years now and have been on two mega projects for the core and have worked to implement different items and technologies into those projects in which I was on, and getting the opportunity with a detail in the TMO, and then also getting my full-time position with CMTMO, I look forward to implementing them not just on projects, but across the board. And that is our main effort.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. I am excited to hear even more about the effort that you all have. As we continue to become the Corps of Engineers that needs to be out there in the future, it's always good to be planning and looking forward. So I know that research and development plays a role in that. And so can you talk to us about why research and development is a line of effort within the construction management innovation?
Sure, Angie. Happy to talk about that. And it's kind of interesting how we've come to this point. So like I mentioned, we started really pushing and getting the Construction Management Innovation Office and program at headquarters set up in about the last year and a half ago, maybe a little bit longer. And when we did that, one of the first things we were charged with was looking at how we go about, you know, replacing RMS with a modern system. In doing that, we made our way eventually down to ERDC's IT lab and ITL. And with them, we partnered with them and some of their folks and some of their experts in the IT world to really put together a good approach for how we would go about replacing a functionality we currently have and the way it's tied to CFIMs and V2 and other systems, and really leverage the commercial product that would also have the things we need, like the ability for non-CAC holding contractors to get into the system, and, you know, tied still to those current core systems like CFIMs for finances and whatnot. So that was the beginning of our partnership with Vertic. As we worked through that project and we started getting the Construction Management Innovation Program more set up at headquarters, we knew that there was a lot more to do besides just replacing RMS. That led us into the line of efforts that we have now beyond RMS, which are really, you know, that construction management platform, the construction management administration application, which is our knowledge base and portal we're working on. And then the other piece is we looked at what industry is doing with technology. So obviously we're going to make a huge leap going from RMS to a commercial system, a commercial platform, construction management platform. But there's also a lot of other technology that industry is adapting to the construction, the business process, you know, of construction and making those processes more effective and efficient. Things like drones and robotics, AI, 360 photos. I mean, the list goes on and on of all these new technologies that can really assist and make construction projects more effective. So when we started looking at that, I think our list grew to over 100 different types of technology that is being adapted out there by industry to make processes more efficient in the whole process of delivery across that life cycle for things like collaboration and just better visibility on site and, you know, progress monitoring and all those things. So we decided that an R&D line of effort was really required to look at all those, vet them, figure out what doesn't make sense for the enterprise to pursue, to push out to the field and give everyone in the core those opportunities to have some of this technology that our architect and engineer firm and construction contractors are really using regularly, and the core really at this point isn't, at least not from an enterprise perspective. So, and then the other big piece was once we had started that relationship with Ertic ITL, we saw down there that they are already testing a lot of this stuff and doing some pilots and whatnot with some projects in the core. So they were, you know, they've got a dive lab that looks a lot at VR, virtual reality and augmented reality. They've got drones and a UAS folks down there and digital twins. I mean, all these different things and that are all really have a place, I think, for the core to leverage a little better than we currently are. What we decided to do with this line of effort was really partner with Ertic in this line of effort. And we've got liaison officers at Ertic. Jason is ours at the TMO, and they work together to figure out what we need to do, what we need to be working on, what's the biggest impact projects that we can take on. So that's kind of how this came about. And it is a partnership with Ertic. We also, you know, regularly engage with academia and industry. The big point of this is to not just get the core caught up, but set this up as an ongoing program that gets the resources it needs to keep the core caught up in using the technologies that industry does, you know, not only today, but going forward.
Now that's really interesting. And, you know, when I always hear about the Engineer Research Development Center, I think, or Ertic, I really think of the military side and the innovation and creativity they do there. But it makes a lot of sense that we're working with them because it seems like what they could apply both on the military side, civil work side, can work together with construction management. So this seems like a really good opportunity to partner with research and development. And Alexandra, do you want to talk a little bit more about how this works and really how this is a strong partnership?
Absolutely. Derek gave a really fantastic introduction about our team setup. We are really looking to leverage and build off of the research and the projects that are ongoing at Ertic and figure out a way to take the things that they've learned and get them into the hands of our teammates in the field. I think you'll hear a lot about operationalizing R&D, and that's exactly what we're trying to do in this partnership. So as Derek mentioned, we have liaison officers that are Ertic employees that sit in the CAD BIM Center at Ertic. And they work with Jason, who is the CMTMO's liaison officer, and they collaborate on a wide range of projects that have a base in ERDC research that we are building upon to figure out practical applications in the construction management realm. We have also brought in a wide and very adept and knowledgeable team of ERDC project leads as well that assist on individual projects in their areas of expertise. So that partnership has allowed us to leverage a huge knowledge base to inform projects that we bring up into the construction management space.
Thanks for that. So I'm curious, how are the projects under the research and development line of effort meeting the current needs of construction management and its workforce?
Yes, I'll speak to that one. So at this time, we are looking in many ways how to improve what we already have available to us, helping in the day-to-day processes in which our field employees see on the job site. We're working in making what we are coining as innovation flashes, and they were being delivered to the workforce. And it focuses a lot on technology that we have currently available to us, but maybe we're not using it, or maybe we're not using it in a way that helps us. So we focus on giving the information, showing them what it does, and how it aids them in a day-to-day process. So we have focused some of these innovation flashes on Microsoft Teams, how to transfer digital content from the job site to their desktop and make something as easy as a daily report go a lot smoother and add photos and information that you get on the job site to those. And now we're working on one for Bluebeam, which Bluebeam Review is a fantastic software package that is offered to us, and it's just not widely used within the core, and it can help anywhere from design efforts all the way to the construction process. We've updated our KM portal. So if you go to the Construction Management Innovation Office SharePoint and KM portal, you'll see all of our themes and lines of efforts there and the technology in which we're focusing on to bring to the construction offices. Currently, we're looking forward to digital project delivery and how we can help our projects in the field with 360 cameras. As Derek had mentioned earlier, reality capture and virtual inspections, getting tablets onto our job sites so our QAs and construction professionals can better arm themselves for the day-to-day duties, as well as looking at just providing specification sections. We see that a lot of the technologies out there are not in our specifications, and they really need to be revamped and updated. So providing that opportunity for people to include technology onto their job site is a huge step. And getting that to where they can easily manage some of their specifications and be able to provide up-to-date technology on their projects.
So this is all really exciting. I find it interesting. I'm thinking, like, how could this technology be used? And it makes me kind of wonder, like, what's the future? What's the next big project or big innovation you have out there? I'm imagining, like, me as a PM, like, putting on, like, VR headsets and being able to walk a project site, or some designer, like, in virtual reality, grabbing a design and spinning it around or something like that at my desk. But I don't know if that's science fiction or reality. Could you guys talk a little bit about, like, what's the next big innovation out there that you're working on, if you're able to share?
Yes, I would love to elaborate a little bit on that. That virtual reality is here. We can use that. We can do that. And you can do the design and view your design and collaborate within that space. And that is one of our initiatives that we are currently working on. We are wanting to help streamline the use of models for construction projects. If it's just for design review or even the coordination out in the field, VR is here and a lot of our contractors use it. We need to also use it in collaboration with them. We are currently doing VR training and hoping to close some of our competency gaps that we have found in construction And using VR to create an environment to train these individuals in is one of the many projects that we have looking in the future for the TMO effort.
I'd throw one other one out there and real quick. Artificial intelligence, I think everyone's hearing about that nowadays, really took off in the private sector about a year ago, although it's been around a long time. And I just want to put a plug in for, we do have an AI project right now. We've actually created a construction management AI bot or whatever you want to call it, but we can prompt it, ask it questions about core policy. So we fed it with all of our core construction management policy and process and best practices and all those things. And it uses that information and a large language model to provide answers to prompts. So we're working that actually to develop content for our construction management administration application for the knowledge base. And we've got a lot of ideas and things we're looking at and talking to ERDC about that we can then utilize what we're learning on this particular application of AI for future items and look for that to be coming out in the future. So a lot more to come in that realm as well. Just wanted to share that real quick.
I think that's really cool. I kind of want to follow up on the AI because I hear a lot about AI and what it is. And I think it's confusing sometimes to our listeners because you have like AI that is kind of like an advanced database, like search engine. But then you have AI that like aids you with design or aids you with some sort of construction management features. Are you guys looking at to how AI can develop tools or information inherently, or is it more just advanced search features and things like that that will be helping the organization?
Well, I think we're looking at it across the board in all of those applications. Right now, we're using retrieval augmented generation for the project that we're calling our job site assisted quality intelligence bot. And that's really right now being used internally to create a knowledge base and articles for a knowledge base of our core business practices. Eventually, it may lead into us having an actual ability for our people to use that out in the field to ask the bot questions about, you know, doing best practices and things they're working on. I'll let Alexandra talk a little bit more about using AI for doing designs and design reviews or whatnot, because she has experience with that.
Sure. Even before you get to design reviews, there's immense possibility in the design space for generative design, AI-aided BIM, AI-supported BIM, that can really help with those areas of design where we understand our parameters. We may have things that are repetitive or things that are dictated to us by specs or regulation, and utilizing AI can really speed up our processing or modeling in a BIM space. It can also increase our accuracy, especially when, you know, those models are happening pretty quickly and then we're able to get human expert eyes on what's been modeled. So there's a lot of potential here, and we're really thankful to have experts at ERDC partnering with us as we start to explore all these options.
That is just exciting, and I am so happy that we're starting to use things like AI and virtual reality to help us visualize projects. I am sure that there are listeners out there that have some brilliant ideas, and so can you share how they might get involved?
Absolutely. That is exactly what we're looking for. So we need to know what hinders your day-to-day processes the most, and we want to help with that. And through our construction management innovation portal, we have multiple links that you can go to and submit information, ideas, things you want to see, things you need help with, and also join our teams. When we do a CM R&D effort or project, we build a working group of people from the field to aid in that research and use those tools that we are researching on their projects. We want to make sure that everything that we're working on is something that helps them. So the more that we hear from the field, the better we can help the field.
I'd also like to add a plug-in here that if anyone wants to reach out to anyone on our team, you can leverage the channels that Jason just mentioned. You can also always email us at cm_TMO@usace.army.mil. Be on the lookout for some exciting announcements about our Construction Management Innovation Lab and the ways in which you can utilize our coming soon lab for trainings and to get hands-on experience with many of the things that we've talked about today.
I would also like add a little bit to the innovation lab. We are setting up a lending library of technologies. So as you want to implement some of these items onto your projects, you can contact us and we will loan this equipment out to you to use on your projects. So look for all that information coming over on emails and from the KM portal in order to get your hands on the new technology.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and while this conversation has been good, I just want to ask if there's anything else that you guys would like to mention before we close today.
Thank you guys all for your time. We're so fortunate to have done this series with you all, and we hope that people listening are gaining some excitement about our innovation efforts. Throughout our initiatives, occasionally we do have opportunities for detail assignments with the CMTMO. So be on the lookout in your email for those opportunities as they come up. And we'd love to have creative individuals joining our team when those opportunities arise.
I want to say thanks to Angie and Aaron for inviting us to do this podcast series. It's been great. Really appreciate your help in putting this together. And, you know, one last thing, I think I might have mentioned this in the initial podcast. We are developing a construction management innovation strategy for the Corps of Engineers. It's in development right now, and look for that to be coming out in the coming months. We'll obviously have it on our KM portal, providing updates on that to leadership and the folks in that work construction projects out there across the Corps. And that really is going to tie all these things together, kind of make it easier to understand our lines of effort, talk a lot about the future and how we're going to get caught up, stay caught up. And the CMRD effort we talked about today is going to be a really big piece of that. So we're really excited about the development of that strategy and looking forward to having it out here later in the year.
Thank you, Alexandra, Derek, and Jason for joining us today and for this entire series on Inside the Castle. We appreciate you and your insights. Until next time, be safe, be innovative, and remember to provide your input.
Thanks for joining us for this Inside the Castle podcast. To provide your feedback, email us at cw.infrastructure.team@usace.army.mil. Stay tuned for additional Inside the Castle podcasts as we explore life inside the Corps and revolutionize civil works together.